Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. At least 24 female legislators will head to Pierre for the next legislative session. The December edition of Where Do We Go From Here features a panel discussion between five of them, all elected for the first time. SDPB's Lee Strubinger has the recap.
District 27 Democrat Senator-elect Red Dawn Foster ran for office in 2016 to bring an Indigenous worldview to the State House of Representatives.
And it was the most amazing experience. I didn't win, but it definitely wasn't a loss because I had, for the first time, was able to go from one side of a reservation to the other, just meeting people and getting to hear their stories, their issues, and just really confirming of why it was important for me as an Indigenous woman to be in state politics. And then I took that same motivation and that same commitment to the election in 2018, Kevin Killer, who is the current senator of our district, had approached me, and he'd been in state government as a public official for over 10 years and had been working on really creating and developing a pathway for other Natives across the state and actually across the nation to run.
Foster says Senator Killer asked her to run for office. District 27 Democrat Representative-elect Puri Poirier says she was asked to run as well. She grew up in the Pine Ridge Reservation, went to school in Rapid City, and joined the Navy. She says the perspective she developed on that journey is something she can bring to Pierre.
I just saw that the gaps between the two different worlds of reservation and off-reservation is huge, and it still exists. I returned home in 2015, and I realized and was appalled that we're still on one end of the spectrum. And I didn't believe that that was something that needed to still exist here in 2018.
Republican Representative-elect Skylar Borglum wanted to run for office for about 20 years, but she says she's moved around a lot. She's lived all over the country and in Europe. She says she's finally stopped in Rapid City. She points to her unique skill set as a scientist and engineer.
I can look at and interpret and understand data. I understand long-term consequences. I understand the need for anticipating unintended consequences. I also have a theology background, which is what colors my understanding of humanity and the human race and our responsibility to people. So I was finishing up my doctorate, and I knew I was in a place where my values aligned with the district that I was in and the state that I lived in, and thought, this is it. This is the perfect time to run.
Borglum will represent District 32. District 13 Democrat Representative-elect Kelly Sullivan was inspired to run for office after organizing the Women's March in January of 2017.
And that's kind of the day that I found my voice, so to speak. And so it just kind of snowballed from there. I was working with the nonprofit LEAD South Dakota, and we started doing candidate recruitment, trying to get good, young, fresh female voices in the game. And the question just kept coming up, Kelly, when are you going to run? You should be one of these people. And so I stepped up and decided to run about just over a year ago.
Sullivan says campaigning was a new thing for her. She says it was a wonderful experience, and she learned a lot about Sioux Falls during the process. District 14 Democrat Representative-elect Aaron Healy wrote a master's thesis roughly 5 years ago about constituent policy preference and how legislators defy what the voters wanted them to do. She says it's still prevalent today. Healy says the legislature's handling of initiated Measure 22 is a good example of that.
And I was very active in trying to make people just more aware of the issues facing South Dakota and also on a national level. They want to know, and they didn't know the resources to figure that out. So I was kind of charged by both of those things, both by knowing that not everyone's voice is heard, but also there are people whose voices want to be heard, but not quite sure how to get there.
Healy says now that the legislature is starting soon, she hopes to talk to more constituents than during the campaign to understand what her district is really concerned with. Each of the new lawmakers recently went through freshman orientation in Pierre, following outgoing Governor Dennis Dugard's budget address. Kelly Sullivan says civility and working together was stressed during the training.
Something that was said many times was that we are a family. The state legislature is a family, and we need to be respectful of each other because there are going to be times where we disagree vehemently on things. You know, we are going to disagree, and we need to continue to have that respect for each other, whether or not we're on the same page about something. And I think that is so important, and I really hope that that is what the sentiment is when we're in Pierre, that we have respect for each other, we care about each other's opinions, whether or not we agree or not.
Erin Healy agrees.
And what I found on the campaign trail was exactly that as well, that you might not always agree on certain issues, but you can find common ground. And it's important to find common ground with people that you would least expect it. Those are the people that will come and help you when you have a passion for a certain issue and you're looking to pass some legislation and you'll need their help.
Two of the newly elected lawmakers, however, say stepping into the state house as an Indigenous woman was different. Puri Purier is Oglala Lakota.
The state capitol in that space wasn't necessarily created for all peoples. It wasn't necessarily created where all of us, especially Native peoples, it didn't seem that that's where we were meant to be. It felt like there was definitely some barriers that we had to break down in order to have a seat at the table in Pierre. That is the impression that I got when I first came to Pierre. The reservation was created for Native peoples, not the whole state.
Poirier's district mate in the state Senate says she has similar sentiments. Red Dawn Foster is also Oglala Lakota.
So I had the luxury of being there with Puri and experiencing that and saying that we definitely have a lot of work to do, and we're excited about that.
Most state lawmakers run with legislative priorities in mind. For Skylar Borglum, three issues come up: economic diversity, meth, and education.
We need to invest in our educational systems. I heard that up and down, left and right, the K through 12, the local university, SD Mines, which has regional, state, and national implications. And we need to really start giving Western Dakota Tech the opportunities they need to pair up with students and making that fit. We need to recognize that you can cut the fat so much, and then you're cutting into the bone.
Borglum's Democratic colleagues from Sioux Falls say they'll also be focused on education, in particular pre-K. Erin Healy says they're looking for some state funding to early childhood education.
We are one of six or seven states that doesn't have a state-funded program. I don't know where we start because I know that the state legislature has tried in the past to pass a bill. I think we need to really assess what our needs are and how much money that a program would cost and that sort of thing before we can move forward.
Healy says she's also interested in setting up a task force to look at maternal mortality rates. Kelly Sullivan says government transparency and accountability are reasons why she ran for office. And as for a third...
And then women's issues are huge for me, as well as I think that we need to open the conversation about our LGBTQ population, because we do have that population in South Dakota, and we need to talk about it, and we need to make some changes, I think.
Red Dawn Foster says access to healthcare is an important issue alongside Medicaid expansion.
Looking at how creatively we can fund that, and looking at maybe innovative emerging industries to help support that. The other is protecting our water and making sure that we're understanding that there's both an intrinsic and economic value that's being undervalued, and protecting our resources, because if we're giving preference to outside companies to come in, it really puts our local economy at risk. And then South Dakota is one of the few states that has a food tax.
Puri Purier says addressing the state's and reservations' healthcare issues are a number one priority for her, and a close second is education.
Getting better food for our kids that are in school, that's a very important issue that I've heard from my constituents. Really trying to encourage a local food system in our area. We have a food desert. It's really difficult to get fresh, healthy food.
Those conversations and priorities will come to the fore in the next few weeks as the legislature convenes under the state's first female governor, Kristi Noem. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Rapid City.